Trend number four. Infotech creates a quantum leap in chemistry. For hundreds of years, creating chemicals has been a mix of both science and art, in which established fundamentals took chemists to a certain point, but then intuition plus trial and error took over. Highly informed speculation led to new substances and pathways for making them. And to some degree, guesswork has always been one of the ingredients. But now, that is about to change. Bartosz Grzybowski and his team at Northwestern University have created a software package he describes as a collective chemical brain. It's called Chematica. Over a 10-year period, the team programmed over 250 years' worth of chemical knowledge into the package, including the details of over 17 million substances. But this is more than just a big database. Chematica can also be described as a massive search engine that enables chemists to search and analyze chemicals and reactions, and it's even being used to synthesize new compounds. Most importantly, it's a knowledge base that maps the optimal path from one reaction to another in an efficient and environmentally friendly manner. Helping drive this capability are the more than 86,000 rules about chemistry embedded in the software. The Northwestern team realized they could do more than simply create a repository of chemical methods. So, they set out to create an entirely new knowledge platform by linking all the known chemical compounds and reactions between them into one giant network. The components that make this network truly useful are the algorithms that are used to search and analyze reactions, predicting what compounds will or can be made. Grzybowski describes this process as learning from the past and current structure of chemistry to project into its future. As he explains, with appropriate network algorithms, we can traverse the network of reactions to explore all possible chemical syntheses, not only the few that chemists typically consider. In contrast to the subjective criteria chemists have been taught, the Chematica algorithms rank the syntheses according to objective rules based on all cumulative chemical knowledge in the knowledge base. As a result, this new technology offers at least five important benefits: speed, innovation, cost savings, productivity, and safety. The first benefit is speed. Humans could never achieve the search speeds of this knowledge platform, which can explore billions of possible syntheses in a fraction of a second. From the results of these searches, the program can then select the synthesis route that is the most economical, or the most environmentally friendly, or the one that uses only easy-to-obtain chemicals. Because Chematica is programmed to find synthetic shortcuts, it can identify ways to combine multiple reactions into one step. This can deliver what experts refer to as the holy grail of organic chemistry, the one-pot synthesis. This involves the production of the desired end results in just one step. Making the one-pot synthesis the norm wherever possible would provide a tremendous advantage over current multi-step pathways, where the purification of mid-step intermediary substances can account for up to 80% of the total cost of synthesizing the final product. In a two-step reaction, for example, chemical A is converted into chemical B, which is converted into chemical C. But before the conversion from B to C can be made, in most cases, chemical B needs to be purified, using techniques such as chromatographic columns or environmentally dangerous solvents. It's not uncommon for there to be as many as 15 steps to get to the end result. Each step, with its needed purification, adds extra chemicals, waste products, and of course, extra time. All of that translates into added cost. Using Chematica, chemists can now search for and evaluate one-pot sequences in mere seconds. In fact, even in its infancy, Chematica has already determined over 1 million previously unknown one-pot reactions. Over 30 of these predicted reactions have been tested in the lab and have proceeded very cleanly with excellent yields. Another enormous benefit of this tool is its ability to mimic the serendipity that often leads to innovation. Researchers are using it to discover multiple new pathways to a particular result that can require many fewer steps or permit the use of alternative chemical compounds as inputs. One of the reasons Chematica is proving to be so useful is that it arrives at alternative syntheses in unintuitive ways. In other words, it is delivering beneficial alternatives that no human chemist would have ever discovered except by sheer accident. The Chematica software is being marketed by Grzybowski's company, Prochimia. Not surprisingly, one of the first companies to adopt Chematica was an industrial chemical company. As a producer of 51 products, the company leveraged the software to refine its processes, resulting in a 45% reduction in production costs. These optimized processes also reduced the production of environmentally harmful substances and overall waste. Grzybowski reports that one of the most exciting examples to date was the simplification of an anti-asthma drug synthesis. Upon analysis, the computer predicted the four steps of the synthesis could be combined into one. An actual test of the reaction confirmed this conclusion, delivering a double yield and eliminating the cost of purification at the middle steps. There are similar success stories taking place at other pharmaceutical companies. This reveals another of the key benefits that Chematica has to offer: cost savings through efficiency. These savings could be enormous due to reduction in input chemical costs, reduction in time spent, and reduction in the cost of dealing with waste. Just as significant are increases in productivity due to higher yields. Prochimia has identified new syntheses in which yields are significantly higher than traditional multi-step syntheses. Increased safety is yet another benefit. Using Chematica, researchers can determine if a proposed chemical mixture is dangerous before any mixing commences. Just as there is a potential negative side to most things, there is a possible dark side to this knowledge platform. Those with evil intent could use this tool to more easily make dangerous substances. Sarin gas, for example, currently requires about 17 different chemical processes to be synthesized. The big question is, what if this software reveals a pathway to the same endpoint using only three processes? And worse, what if all the needed inputs were available at a local discount store? This scenario brings us to another benefit of Chematica that could potentially turn this negative on its head. As Grzybowski explains, since we now have this unique ability to scrutinize all possible synthetic strategies, we also can identify the ones that a potential terrorist might use to make a nerve gas, an explosive, or another toxic agent. This observation by Grzybowski suggests that knowing the pathways that might be taken for lethal substances will make it easier to track and recognize dangerous behavior. The arrival of the Chematica knowledge base is another solid example that the deployment phase of the fifth techno-economic revolution is upon us. Infotech has finally achieved the critical mass necessary to fundamentally transform established industry sectors such as chemicals. It was the maturing of Infotech that enabled Grzybowski to act on an observation that he, like many before, had made. He lamented the fact that so much of the knowledge amassed during the careers of trained chemists disappears when they retire. He also noticed that although we were in the midst of a technical revolution where everything was being networked, this was not happening in the field of chemistry. It was remaining fragmented. Pairing the modern-day power of Infotech with the entirety of chemistry, Grzybowski has now created what he calls the immortal scientist. Given this trend, we offer the following forecasts for your consideration. First, within as little as 5 years, the benefits of Chematica will be realized across virtually every industry. It's already clear that this software will have a positive effect in the pharmaceutical industry for creating new drugs. In the energy sector, this tool will likely be used to create better and more environmentally friendly fuels. Since the plastics industry is so solidly based on chemical reactions, the effect of creating less harmful plastics with fewer steps and lower costs will be profound. And this will ultimately lead to new, cost-effective materials that will change the economics of entire industries ranging from aerospace to automobiles to food to retailing. Second, information gleaned from Chematica will help jumpstart 3D nanoprinting of organic materials. The October 2012 trends highlighted the work of Glasgow University professor Lee Cronin, who successfully created a homegrown pill by adopting a commercially available 3D printer to use organic-based inks. He envisions future versions of 3D printers that will produce requested drugs by mixing the right proportions of the organic inks into microtubes where a reaction will take place, forming the end product. The Chematica knowledge base will not only provide the recipes for these organic compounds, it will direct the printer to the quickest and most economical route. And third, in the coming decade, we'll see a major shift in the focus of chemistry away from how to make things to what should be made and why it should be made. This shift will be driven by the automation of synthetic organic chemistry, made possible by the Chematica knowledge base. There will be some skepticism that a computer program will be able to match human creativity. However, the same thing was said about computerizing other activities such as math and chess. And in both of those arenas, computers are now frequently surpassing human ability. Computers are even making great strides against human creativity in music and visual art. Since chemical synthesis is so rule-bound, as is music, it is a good candidate for algorithmic derivation. Naturally, human design of synthetic schemes will not become obsolete, but it will become greatly overshadowed.